River 1467, Sunraysia's Feel Good Station, 12 to 8. Joined today, a special guest who popped in to say hello yesterday, and I actually got it wrong. I did say he had been pushing a trolley. Silly me, it was in fact a lawnmower. I'm joined by Claude, the mower man Harvey. Good morning, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you? I didn't get your name.
Oh, Wendy Marie. Wendy Marie, I spoke with you yesterday when you popped in, so
nice to meet you. My mind's like a sieve. I hear a name and it goes straight through. It does, because I meet that many people.
I'm a bit the same. I know what you mean. I'm putting mine down to getting older. My short-term memory is getting worse and worse. But anyway, great of you to come in and say hi today. But can you tell us, I think this is incredible. You've been doing a lot of walking, and I believe you've walked from Geelong to Mildura.
Yeah, I push a lawnmower around the country for Bravehearts. And Bravehearts is an organisation. They counsel children sexually abused, and they have Ditto. Ditto goes into schools and he gives an education program to children. And I love the Ditto show. And this is what I mainly do it for, to see every kid, every child in Australia educated by the Ditto show.
It's incredible work that you're doing. You must be very, very, very fit. You look very fit.
I am pretty fit for my age. I'm 72 and not many people of my age could do what I'm doing. In fact, I'd say not many people at all would do what I do.
It shows sheer determination, courage, fitness, but also... So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been working for Bravehearts and raising funds for them, I should say, not working for?
I started with Bravehearts in 2000 by pushing a lawnmower from one end of the Gold Coast to the other. 2006, sorry, one end to the other end for over 3 days. I did that for 2 years. Then Bravehearts went into my granddaughter's school to give the education program, the Ditto education program, and I stuck in unknown to everybody to listen to it, and I was that impressed with the education program. I went into Bravehearts' office the next day and I said, listen, guys, I'm going to push a lawnmower from the Gold Coast to Sydney in 2 months' time. And I think they thought I was crazy.
Not crazy at all. You're doing it for a wonderful cause. I think it's just wonderful what you're doing. How long did it take you to walk from Geelong to Mildura?
It's taken me since the 23rd of April. But I didn't walk all the way because some of the police wouldn't... Police said it was too dangerous, especially the Great Ocean Road, to push a lawnmower.
Okay. That makes sense. So you still have to look after yourself in the process too. So nice that the police have been helping you along the way also, have they?
Yeah, they have.
Very supportive. And how about cars driving past? Has anyone ever stopped and put a little donation in your little tin there?
No, because I cannot take any money with somebody sitting in a car.
Okay.
Because it's against the law.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So what other towns have you been through on the way here?
I should have brought my list because I've... Most of them.
You've been through so many, you can't remember.
Yeah. Geelong or Horsham, Portland. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, the main thing is you're here, you've made it to Mildura. So how long are you here? You're here for a couple of days?
I'm here until Wednesday night.
And whereabouts can people come and say hello and find you and perhaps make a donation if they would like to?
Well,
hopefully they do.
Today I'll be in Mildura Centre. Central.
Mildura Central.
Central.
The main shopping centre here. Yeah. Yeah, everyone knows where that is. So and you'll be in there today.
I'll be
from what time?
In front of Target. I hope to get there pretty early, really.
So you'll be out the front of Target, opens 9 a.m, let's say, and you'll be there all day?
Yeah.
Good stuff. And where will you be tomorrow?
Tomorrow just around the streets, I think.
You should go up to the Langtree Mall, I would say, is where you should go. You should go and pop yourself in the Langtree Mall there. Lots of traffic through there. It's just around the corner here from the station. And you can say hello. And we are urging everyone, if you see Claude, the mower man Harvey, then if you can spare a gold coin, please do pop it in his tin. And what we'll do also, Claude, we'll get all of your details onto our website under my brekkie page, just to remind everyone, and pop that onto our Facebook page But you've also got your own Facebook page, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And can I just mention why I do this?
Please do.
Two little girls very close to my heart, 3 and 4 years old, playing their own backyard, 6-foot fence around it, and a 16-year-old boy climbed over the fence and sexually abused them both.
Not nice. Not nice at all.
It got to me to my heart. And I said to my family, I'm going to have to raise $1 million to help other children. But I've got to the $1 million. I'm 1,049,000 now.
Well done. Congratulations. And a huge effort.
I cannot just put my lawnmower away and forget about it. I have to keep going.
Good. Do you have a goal? What do you want to get to? Perhaps 2 million?
I want to get to 2 million. And it'd be great if I could get to the 2 million. Yeah.
Claude, you're a lovely man. Good on you. So determined for a wonderful, wonderful cause. And again, you do have a Facebook page. Your best friend I see on your Facebook page is Kelly Slater, the surfer, one of my favourite surfers. And it's Claude the Mowerman Harvey is your Facebook page. But you'll be in Mildura Central all of today outside Target and in the Langtree Mall tomorrow. Plus, we'll get all those details on our website for you. And it's all for Bravehearts. So, of course, children that have been sexually abused. A very, very good cause.
Yeah.
And Claude, congratulations, big effort. Over $1 million
Thanks,
raised and you're heading towards $2 million. So hopefully all of the generosity
and I just love
of the people here in Sunraysia will help you.
And I just love the Ditto Education Program.
You do. You mentioned that. Claude, thanks for your time today and good luck. Enjoy your stay in Mildura and looking forward to following your travels.
Thanks, Whitney.
6 to 8.
Thanks for having me.
Very welcome. That's Claude the Mowerman Harvey in Mildura for 2 days. Go and say hello at Mildura Central today and the Langtree Mall tomorrow. Music.